Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily go get a mission show? We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, tonight on this Power Monday, first day of the week, it's going to be a full week too. Remember last week, we had Memorial Day, so, you know, the Monday show was a little bit different because people were out and they were about and cooking out and all of that. Not from what I saw in the city, but y'all know what I'm talking about. It was happening somewhere, a lot of places from what I understand. In response to, but yeah, it's the first day of the week, Power Monday, and tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, we are talking about hidden fees, taxes, and extra charges. Have you ever bought something and were able to buy something? Like you had enough money for it, but you really didn't consider what it would take in order to have that thing, to hold that thing, to keep that thing, to basically keep it going. Hold on for a second, y'all. Hold on. Just a second. Let me Give me a little air going on right there. There we go. So yeah, sometimes we have dreamt about something, heard about something, seen something, and we figured, hey, I got enough. I've been saving up. I happen to have enough money to buy this item. But we may not have taken into consideration how much it would cost to not only buy this thing, but to keep this thing going. People do it all the time when it comes to cars. We do it all the time. People do it all the time when it comes to cars. Always wanted the Benz, always wanted the BMW, always wanted the foreign vehicle, always wanted the Ferrari, always wanted the Lamborghini, always wanted the Lotus, always wanted the Aston Martin, always wanted this, that, and the third. Want me a Maybach, a Maybach. Yeah, you might have saved up enough money to get it, or maybe you had a personal windfall. You got a settlement on a case, a court settlement. You know, you sued somebody and won, you know, or basically. Or maybe tragically somebody in your family passed and they left you a bunch of money. And you were able to buy this item that you've had your eye on for so long, a car. So let's say the car costs $75,000. You got a settlement for $150,000. Now, there are two ways that you could buy this car. You could buy the car straight up and straight out, $75,000, pay the taxes and fees on it. You roll out of there with the car. You could do that, but you know that that's going to take half of the money that you got. All right. So let's say you don't do that. You know what? No. Let's say you did. You went and bought the car straight out. Said, oh, no, I don't want to have to try to make payments on this thing because blah, 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 blah. You just never know. Maybe I could get sick. I could get hurt or whatever, and I don't want to have to be obligated to be making these payments month after month after month. All right, so you buy the car straight out. You got the car. Nowadays, it would be something like a hardship because now you got to buy this high-ass gas that's going on. Gas fees all out crazy. Not only that, but you need to buy insurance for the vehicle. You want to make sure that your car is fully insured, so the upkeep of the insurance or the insurance payment on a very expensive car is not going to be like when you had your Honda, like when you had your Toyota, like when you had your Nissan, like when you had your GM, like when you had your Chevy, you had your Pontiac, you had your Oldsmobile. No, now you're going to be paying a lot more money because you have to, you know, match the insurance payment that would match the car of the value that you have bought. All right, you may still be able to make those payments, but now those payments are just like or close to those car payments that you didn't want to make, and that's why you bought the car outright in the first place. Not only that, but the upkeep, the maintenance, even, all right, the insurance, the registration on this car, and the inspection on this car, you know, you have to keep up with those things annually. So every year, you're dealing with the payments of those things, which reminds me, I need to get my car inspected. Yeah, I need to do that. Anyway, yeah, so you probably weren't thinking about all of that when you decided to buy this car. This may have been the first car you've ever bought outright. Maybe you bought other cars and you had a car note. Maybe this is the first time you ever bought a car. You may have driven cars before, but this may have been the first time you ever bought a car. It happens. There are people who go from 0 to 100 in no time, flat. So your first car is a Benz, $75,000 car. And it was really, maybe it was really like a, I don't know, a 80-something thousand dollar car, but they gave you a discount because you was paying for it straight up and down, cash money. You went in there with a bag of money, you know what I mean, on some old mobster type, gangster type shit, and dumped the money on the table. Like, yeah, count it. It's all there. They went and put it in the money machine. 75,000 dollars. Few extra dollars for taxes and fees. Maybe they even ate them cars. They ate those cars for you. Okay. So, okay. You got the car. But I hope that nothing ever happens to the car because, you know, the brakes, to fix the brakes on this car, off the chain. $1,000 for brakes? And those are just the front brakes? Yeah, this kind of thing happens. As crazy as it sounds, yeah, these kind of things happen. You may have bought a car that can only be fixed at the car dealer. You know, you ain't going to take no Ferrari. Well, you're not getting a Ferrari for $75,000. But you could if you got a used one. Anyway, there's certain cars that you don't want to trust in the care of a new mechanic or an experienced mechanic or a jackleg mechanic that doesn't even work in the shop but knows how to fix cars. There may be some vehicles that you would trust them to fix, and this ain't one of them. But you may not have been able to afford all of that. Out of that $150,000 that you got in that settlement, you spent $75,000 on the car. The other $75,000 you had to live. You may have kids. You may have wanted to make some home repairs or even make a down payment on a home. Speaking of a home. Now, there have been people that I know that have been able to make settlement on a home. They've been able to pay the closing costs and all of that kind of stuff and even make the monthly payment on the house for a while. Maybe they were able to make the monthly payments on a house for a few years, 5 years, 7 years. But you got a 30-year mortgage. Keeping up with a mortgage on an expensive home. You may have lied about your income in order to get the house. People don't really realize what kind of position they put themselves in when they do that. When you get pre-approved for a homeowner's loan in order to buy a house, they do it by your income. So it's actually kind of for your benefit so you won't get in over your head about what you can afford because it's a long-term commitment. There are some mortgages that are 15 years. But for the most part, they're 30 years. And you can reduce the time that you're going to pay that mortgage by paying a little bit more on the mortgage every month. Like if you pay $100 more on your mortgage every month for, let's say, 10 years, you could probably reduce about 5 years or more off of your mortgage, depending on how much you bought the house for, because you're taking off the extra money that you put on every month takes away from the principal. So you're getting down, you're getting away from all of those interest rate fees, and you may not have gotten a very good interest rate, depending on what your credit rating was and what your income was and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't always benefit you to lie about how much you make because you want to get this house. Speaking of a house, you know that when you buy a house, you have to be able to afford the upkeep. You have to be able to afford the taxes. You may have been ready to buy the house and to pay the mortgage, but were you ready to keep up with deed restrictions? You know, in a house, sometimes there are deed restrictions telling you what you can and what you can't do to your house. Sometimes there are, what do they call those fees when you live in a community where all of the houses are kind of the same?
I think my sister has to pay these things. Development fees? Development? I think it's something dealing with the development. You know, let's say you move into a development. Now, you own a house. You're buying a house. But it's in a development. So the development might have a pool in it. It might have an exercise center in it for all of the people who live in that development to use. So you have to pay a little bit extra on a separate fee besides your mortgage in order to be able to use that pool, that exercise center, to be able to park for free, that kind of thing. Yeah. Whatever you call it, you know, you may not have taken that into consideration, even though it's right there in black and white. And they tell you. Shoot, even people who have alarms on their house, they know. You have to pay an annual fee for the cops to come out. And don't let let's say you set your alarm to limited motion or something like that. Let's say when you set the alarm, instead of setting it to home, you set it to away. And away means nothing should be moving around in your house, but you got an animal. You got a dog or a cat or something else that moves around. And so your alarm goes off when you're not home. I mean, when you're not home, even though nobody is breaking in your house. Well, there are places where if that happens, you have to pay a cost for that. So your alarm went off once a month. So 12 times the cops came to your house. You're going to pay for that. So these are things that you may not have thought about when you bought the house. So you had enough to buy the house, but you may not have really taken into account what it takes to afford the house. Being able to buy something means just being able to pay for it. Being able to afford it means being able to deal with whatever comes with it. You know? So when somebody asks you, can you afford to keep eating the way that you eat? Yeah, I can afford it. I got enough money for it. But can you afford the toll that it takes on your body? Can you afford the weight that it might put on? Or whether you're allergic to something or, you know, something like that. Can you really afford to? Because the other things you're going to have to pay for with either money, time, or your health. So can you really afford it? Yeah, you could buy it. You may have been able to buy it five times over, but can you afford what comes after that? Everything that's involved with that, can you afford it? What's going on, y'all? Stacey White, how you feeling tonight? I'm thankful that you came through. And that's right, yo, my big sis, Robin Ming, Something Like a Queen for a King, and my man, Ansel Jones, my brother. Thanks for coming through. And my other brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max and chill. Glad you came through. Carol Chamberlain, mi favorita too. What's up with you? What's up, y'all? So as y'all can clearly see, we are talking about hidden fees, taxes, and extra charges. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Being able to buy something and being able to afford something is different. It's different. And we don't all, sometimes our eyes get bigger than our stomachs, so to speak. Our eyes definitely get bigger than our wallets. So we got this big, pretty car that everybody respects us for. And when we jump it, when we get in the joint, when we chirp the car to get in, they're looking like, wow, okay. And when we get out the car, they're like, oh, wow, oh, it's like that. Mm-hmm. They don't know. They don't know this gas being $5 a gallon is killing you. They don't know. They don't know your brakes are squeaking right now because you can't, not right now. I can't get them brakes fixed right now. Them brakes are expensive. And you might make a decent salary, but you ain't Ferrari salary. But you messed around and got a Ferrari. You messed around and bought a high-end Audi. You messed around and bought a S-Class Benz. You messed around and got you a 7 Series BMW. Yeah, you got there. But staying there is challenging for you. You ain't really built like that. You know what I'm saying? So these aren't really hidden fees, taxes, and extra charges. Well, they're definitely extra charges. But they're not put in there up front. These are the things that you'll pay for on the back end. These are the things that make you wonder if you should have bought this thing. These are the things that can get in the way of you being able to enjoy something that you have bought. This is RAV, son. This is RAV. And you know how it is. There's certain things you want in your life and you feel like you deserve them. I ain't going to tell you that you shouldn't have it. What I'm telling you is that you should do your homework before you get some of these things so you can prepare yourself for what it's going to take. Because you don't want to be car rich and house poor. Car rich and house poor. You know, you have all of this other stuff to put in the house, but you can barely afford the house. You know, the upkeep of the house, fixing the roof, and all of that kind of stuff. You just really don't have the money for that. So people are like, well, what are you doing with this house if you really couldn't afford it? Well, I'm making the payments. And you might only be able to make the payments for a few years. You lose your job, you have to settle for a job that doesn't pay you as much. You may have worked your way up to this position, got the position, fumbled the position for whatever reason or whatever, but now you got to go back down. So maybe you went from 5 figures up to 6 figures, got fired. Now you going back down to 5 figures. You need that 6. You bought this crib. You bought this house. You got all of these things. You got all of these toys when you were 6 figures. You got all of these things when you were 6 figures. Now you only 5. Shoot. That difference of 10, 20, 30,000, that thing is real right now. It's taken away from your bottom line. And it's making it hard for you to live. I swear to God, that's pretty much the reason that I don't get a car note anymore. Not because I'm not able to afford it. I could definitely afford it. But I don't like the obligation. I don't know about y'all, but I don't like bills. I ain't gonna lie. I don't. I don't like bills and I don't like paying them. I pay them, but I keep them to where I can pay them. So I ain't making no extra bills. You know, I have all the bills that I'm willing to pay. You know, like regular utility bills, credit cards and stuff like that. I ain't trying to get no stack of credit cards and all that. Nah, I know what that's about. That's all that in over your head stuff. So I try to limit my cards to what can fit inside of a billfold or not even a wallet, because a wallet can sit a lot of cards. Nope. The bill. Matter of fact, I'll show you. This. When I find this hard to close, this little thing, I know, no, that's too much. And there aren't even all credit cards in here. It's like my, you know, stuff. You know, there are other cards that don't have nothing to do with money in here. So I know when I got to stretch this, I can barely fit. No. When I have to take one of these things that are in here out of here, I know like, nah, uh-uh. That's not what we doing. That's not what we doing. We don't want it. No. It's time to go back to the lab. It's time to regroup. It's time to call a business meeting. But that's the way I think, because I've been through enough financial craziness in my life that it has me on notice. Like, oh, wait a minute. But everybody is not like me, and everybody doesn't take into consideration what I take into consideration. Some people feel like, look, I'm making the money. I'm doing this thing. You know, this is what life is about. I'm not living my life just to pay bills and die. I'm like, all right, well, you might not be living your life to pay bills and die, but you might be living your life to make bills and make your life hard. I ain't really with all that. What's going on? Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. And Mona Garrett, what up, Mo? Good to see me some y'all. So we talking about hidden fees, taxes, and extra charges. Do you know what you're getting into when you buy something? Are you ready? Are you really ready to deal with the obligation, the financial obligation that you have put yourself into? Are you ready? And it's not always just a financial obligation. It's a financial obligation when we're talking about things like houses, cars, clothes. What are some things that require upkeep? Besides a house and a car, what are some things that require an upkeep? Fees outside of the original purchase that you might have to pay. What are some things? Shoot, sometimes even a gym membership. You know, did y'all remember, remember when Bally's was out? Remember Bally's, the exercise center, Bally's. You know how many people got their credit messed up because of Bally's? Remember? Bally's. That piece of shit company. Back in the day, there were really two major exercise companies that people went to. It was Bally's and Holiday Spa. Remember? And Bally's was getting into your credit. Bally's was on some other shit. So people would go and get a Bally's membership because Bally's had a pool. They was giving you a personal trainer and all that kind of stuff. Bally's wasn't giving you nothing. You was paying for everything. And so they gave you all of these referral slips. So you gave your friends a referral slip so they could go and use your Bally's membership. Remember that? Remember that? Yeah, we talking about 20, 25 years ago. Yeah. You went down, but the thing is, it was like Bally's was sort of like a timeshare. You give somebody your referrals to go down there and work out. They thinking they just going to go down there, use the gym, swim in the pool, lift some weights, and all that old stuff. And they get down there, they get a personal trainer for that day, and they had a whole day barely any exercising, all day of selling you another membership. And the thing about Bally's was that they put it on your credit. Like, oh, you just pay this little bit of money every month or whatever. We got plans for you. You know, do you like to take spinning classes or Pilates or you know, this, that, and the third, whatever it was that out at the time, Taibo? You like that stuff? Yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah. Well, this plan here will allow you to take any classes anytime you want, and your personal trainer will do blah, 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 blah. And you only paying $25 a month. No, it wasn't that low. $50 a month. And you're like, yeah, all right, I'm getting myself in shape. I'm going to have fun. Bally's is really cool. You know what I mean? The people down there, blah, 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 blah. And you stop exercising. You know how it go. You went and got that Bally's membership right in the beginning of the year on some old New Year's resolution. I'm going to get my summer body ready shit. And what wound up happening? You stop exercising by March. But guess what Bally's did? They kept charging you from January all the way until you had a 2-year commitment. You had a 24-month commitment with Bally's. And guess what? They hit your credit for that. You ain't exercising a year and a half, and your credit is hit, or you paid that, you kept paying that. See, you bought it, but you couldn't afford it. You ain't really think that far. You know damn well you ain't no exercise guru like that. You ain't down with it like that. In order to make that Bally's membership worth it, you would have had to have gone to the gym 3 or 4, maybe 5 times a week. But you didn't. You started off with a head of steam, going down there 3 to 5, 6 times a week, trying to lose this weight. Maybe you lost a couple of pounds. Maybe you didn't. So you went back to what life was giving you before you got the membership. But you got this $50, $75 payment every month. Do you know how much that is a year? See, people don't be thinking like that. I don't understand it. I don't understand how people don't calculate the full cost of what they're paying for when they buy it. I was trained. My dad told me, my dad and my mom, how much is it a year? You're like, well, I don't know. It costs this much a month. What, you ain't take math? What was the homework I helped you with? What's 12 times 5? 12 times 5? 60. All right. So what's 12 times 50? I don't know. What's wrong with you, dummy? That's $600. So you pay $600 a year, $50 a month times 12 months equals $600. How don't you calculate that? People just be thinking like, well, I mean, all I know is I could afford $50 a month. That's all I know. I wasn't thinking about all of that. Yeah, well, that's the problem. You could buy it, but you couldn't really afford it when you start thinking about it. So, yeah, my man Lawrence Sakel. What's going on? My man Earth is all up in the house. What's going on, my brother? Good to see. Read me some you. Word. So, yeah. So, it is what it is when it comes to this kind of thing. We buy things, but we're not prepared for what it takes to keep to afford the upkeep. We can buy it, but could we afford it? And that's, like I said, that's just on things. What are some other things that require maintenance fees, upkeep? Things that you have to put fuel in. Oh, maybe you were interested in horses, livestock. I'm going to get me a cow and a horse. I always wanted a cow. I always wanted a horse. All right. You had enough money to buy yourself a horse. Do you have a stable? Because you got to pay them stable fees. Do you know anything about horses? Do you know anything about maintaining horses? Have you ever been on a farm? Do you know what it takes in order to raise farm animals, livestock? Do you know what they eat? Do you know how much? Do you know how much that will cost you? People do that shit with dogs. You don't spend how much on a pit bull. Oh, yeah, I wanted this pit bull or this foreign dog that looked just like a regular mutt around the way, but, this dog is from the other ends of the earth. Yeah, it's from other ends of the earth, Europe or Asia. Dog costs you $1,000. And this dog eat more than a teenage basketball player. And if you've ever had a teenage athlete in your house, you know how much it costs a teenage athlete. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Y'all know what I'm talking about? A teenage athlete. You got to pay for equipment. They eat you out of house and home. Sneakers and stuff like that. The school might not have a sponsorship with a athletic sponsorship that will take care of their uniforms and stuff like that. It costs money. Same thing with these horses. Now, you done bought yourself a horse or two. You thought it would be nice to have some horses. Yeah, the kids would be able to ride the horses. It'd be nice. you know, spring, summertime, maybe even the beginning of the fall. Yeah, we go out, you know, we take these horses, we go out in the park, ride the trails and stuff with the horse. Horses are lovely animals, loyal, almost like dogs, extremely intelligent, except for the fact that if you tell them to go, they'll just keep going even if you point them towards a damn cliff. And that's not entirely true, but for them. Let's just say they get really excited. But you might not have been able to afford what it costs to keep these horses right. Now, ASPCA is coming to check you. Like, these horses, like, they look malnourished. You ain't been feeding these horses. You haven't been housing them right. You wasn't ready. You couldn't afford horses. You could afford to buy the horse, but you couldn't afford to feed the horse, and you didn't have time or money to be able to keep the horse healthy and all of that. And now your ass is not only in debt, but you're in trouble. You're going to get locked up over a horse. I'm locked up over a horse. Whoa, Nelly. Yeah. A horse and Bessie the cow. Damn, Bessie. The cow over there looking mad skinny. Moo. 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 No. Moo. 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 Yeah. Moo. 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 It ain't sweet like that. It ain't sweet. Dogs, horses, cows. You thought it would be cool to get you some cocks. You know, chickens. Some male chickens. I ain't going to fight them. I ain't going to do no cock fighting, but I like a cock. You know what I mean? Give me a couple of cocks. Yeah, roosters strutting along in your crib. Shitting all over the crib and shit. You ain't realize it ain't that easy to train a rooster. Or a chicken. Got you some hens. Jefferson here? Oh, Jeff, your son Jeff. Jeff said, or a big pretty woman. That's, you know, I was going to save that for last. But we're near last. So, yeah, people do that with women all the time. You know what I mean? You might get with a woman that's not out of your league in terms of what she makes, where she comes from, and all of that kind of stuff. But are you ready for the frustration, for the upkeep, the maintenance fees that comes along with this woman or this man? Yeah, you pay for a pretty face and a nice body. You didn't really realize all the mental and emotional stuff that come along with it. All the crazy stuff that comes along with don't mess up my pants. We ain't doing that today. I see you active today. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah, I mean, what you want? You coming on camera? Come on. Yay! What's up, y'all? I ain't been here in a while. Good to see you. You good? I mean, you are an incredibly shedding animal. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. Yeah, I'm just saying, y'all came through. I know y'all ain't seen me in a minute. It's good to see you. Shout out to all y'all females out there, you know? You might not have been ready for all of the other stuff that came along with this chick. Her temperament, his temperament, their history. The way that they were raised, their value system. We was talking about how you might not count up the annual cost of something that you might purchase and wound up getting caught out there or sidetracked or side swiped by what it costs in order to keep up something. because you weren't paying attention. All you knew is that you wanted it, you could get it, you got it. Now you like, I mean, I'll be able to do it. I'll be able to do it. No. This chick you got is whining all the time, bitching all the time, blaming all the time. On top of that, she suck her thumb. You like, what the hell? And I mean, a lot of adults suck their thumb. They shouldn't, but they do. All right. You don't even really realize that, you know, not only does she suck her thumb like a child does, but she acts like a child does. That's her. This is what you signed up for. You ain't know. All you knew is that she had the bow and the boom and the bow. You know what I'm saying? Twat is to die for. Or maybe it ain't. Maybe it ain't. You got all this bow, boom, butt, that little, ooh, yeah, you a superstar looking. But yo, the twat fees are high on this joint, and they ain't worth it. She spends money like it's going out of style, or like it grows on trees, and she expects certain things. Like when we say that somebody is high maintenance, sometimes I don't think we take into consideration what we're really saying. We mean high maintenance to the point or to the degree where, like, I almost can't stand this chick. I don't like the way she acts. Or you might not like the way he acts. Spoiled. Insecure. Depressed. Crazy. Violent. Vindictive, impulsively, destructively impulsive. Either that or diabolical, always scheming to regulate something, you know, negatively controlling, that kind of thing. And they expect you to adhere to that, to submit to that, to you know, they think it's cute. They think it's funny. You don't think it's cute. You don't think it's funny. Not at all. You know, this is taking a toll on your mental health. It really is. This is taking a toll on your mental health because you wasn't ready for what it takes in order to be with this person. So you could buy the person, metaphorically speaking, but you couldn't afford to be with them. Financially, mentally, and emotionally, you wasn't built. You might have been built financially, but like, shoot, that person might have been like crack to you. Nobody can afford to be on crack because it'll take all your money, millions if you have it. It'll take it away. So nobody can afford a crack habit. It's been proven. You got to get off the crack in order to get your life back together. You can't be a functional addict on crack and expect to be all right. You know, it just takes up too much of your money and time. Both. So you might be with somebody that's doing the same thing. They're draining you emotionally and they're spending, and they think that they're entitled to spend all of your money, save all of their money, or spend all of their money too. They think that's what it's like because they think that you should be lucky to have them because so many other people want them. And you like, I think some other people should have you because I sure can't do this. It's a tough situation. Nara says, card notes are an enemy for me too. What I'm talking about. It's rough. He also says, I've stretched out my wallet with different cards too. As a matter of fact, I have to buy another one and put the insignificant cards somewhere else, like the garbage. Sometimes you just gotta really have to cut your losses. You gotta stop the bleeding somewhere. We don't be wanting to give up certain things because it's status symbol, even though we don't want to admit that. Man, you know how many people, adults have gotten braces for their kids and braces for themselves and got them shits for like 10 years. Yo, like, yo, were you born with those braces on your teeth? Because you couldn't afford the braces. You wanted prettier teeth or well-aligned teeth. You wanted your teeth straight. That's all good. But you couldn't afford the damn braces. Not only that, but you thought the braces were cute. Do you know how many men back in the day, you know how many parents had their kids go through elementary school and middle school with these braces on? It don't take that long to straighten out no teeth. It don't. But they could afford to get the braces on, couldn't afford to get them off. There's a cost. Braces ain't cheap. You know, you might have had a dental plan at the job that you worked for. Now you don't work at that job no more. You ain't got no dental plan. You're paying out of pocket for these braces. So you have braces from second grade all the way up to 10th. What are we doing? Second grade. You had baby teeth when you got the braces on. As soon as you got your braces taken out, you had to get your wisdom tooth taken off. I mean, as soon as you got your braces taken off, you had to get your wisdom teeth pulled. It's crazy. Couldn't afford that either. Oh. Hold on. One more before we get up out of here. One more. Speaking of, since we're talking about body parts and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, all these people out here getting this cosmetic surgery. Yeah, you might have been able to afford the cosmetic surgery, the initial cost. You could afford the surgery. But do you know that your body does not care about the surgery that you performed on it? It doesn't develop in the way that the surgery that you got wants it to. Your body develops the same way that it's supposed. Your genetics are going to have a big thing to do and say with how your body develops itself and the way it shapes itself. So, yeah, you got a tummy tuck. Guess what? Your body wants you to either stop eating the way you do, exercising the way you don't, or you're going to have to get another surgery. Yeah, it's hard to get just one cosmetic surgery. I don't care what you're working on, because your body will return to what it naturally is supposed to do. I don't know if doctors be explaining that. But I know a few people, and y'all probably know a few people who have gotten cosmetic surgery and they lost weight and then they got fat again. They lost weight, started exercising, even talking shit like, yeah, you know, you can lose the weight and blah, 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 blah. They was looking good for about a year, maybe two. After that third year, they start gaining that weight back because they didn't cure the real problem, which was the fact that they had an eating disorder. So you got half a stomach that you're working with, and you done stretched it like you still got the original stomach. So you eat like a fat girl or a fat boy, and now guess what? You're back to being a fat boy. You going to get another surgery? You only got half a stomach now. What you going to do, reduce it to a quarter? You wasn't ready for the hidden fees, taxes, and extra charges. You got fake titties? Well, guess what? I've known people who got breast reductions and their titties grew right back. And when the titties grow back after you've gotten the breast reductions, those are not some pretty titties. Them some ugly titties. I'm just saying. I ain't even trying to diss. But it is what it is. Same thing as when you get breast implants. Everything is all good as long as you keep on a bra and a shirt. It's all good as long as you keep on a bra and a shirt. Time changes things. It changes more than just how you feel about it. Changes time to face the strange changes. Watch out, all you rock and rollers. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs.
Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Let's do the birthday shout-outs.
Hold on, let me see. TK Wright says, everybody wants to ski until they realize how much it costs. Man, ski it. Whoa. Shoot. This is a lift tickets, equipment, rental, outfits, and all of that. That's why most of our people, we go on ski trips. Nobody getting on skis. It ain't even easy to ski. It's hard. You got to be in shape. You really do. Having your feet locked in like that, you don't know what you're doing. You ain't ready for no hill, that's for sure. You better try some cross country. That's a hell of a workout. Oh, no, it says French bulldogs go for $5,000. My lord, I have a friend that's breeding and selling them. Oh, goodness gracious. Lawrence says, this is one time at summer camp, I jumped off the horse the wrong way and almost got kicked. Yo, that's a real thing. Don't be behind a horse when he get excited. That ain't going to go well. That ain't going to go well. He said, I like the boom and the bow, but not the bill. Worried up. Nora says, if I can't afford a house with two full bathrooms, the boom and the bow better have our own house. Hair clog sinks is one of the worst. Damn, my brother, I wasn't even thinking about that shit. You write it. I forgot about you. A little big fake hair is all it takes. A little fake hair goes a long, long way. SL Jones said, Lisa needs braces, dental plan. Yeah, dental plan. Lisa needs braces. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 6th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Alisa Brown. Happy birthday to you, Alethea. And also Jacqueline Carson turning 32 years old today. And Candy Delphin, Anquanquo, turning 42 years old today. And Winnie Burris, turning 55 years old today. And Kiyosha Chantel, that's my cousin, happy birthday to you. And also Sanaa Moore, turning 51 years old today. And Sheila Graves, my girl Sheila Graves, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man Jim Bergmark, turning 53 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. June 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn it up too loud. Just turn it up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the dance. Thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. It's not what you can get, it's what you can keep. And in order to be able to keep something, sometimes, a lot of times, you have to be able to afford it. You have to know the difference between being able to buy something and being able to afford it. You might be able to make a one-time purchase, but are you able to keep up with the payments? You know what I mean? Are you ready for what it takes in order to have what you want? And it's okay to want everything that you see. It's okay to want it. But when you start going for it, You got to be ready for all of that. Now, make sure that you prepare yourself. That's the only thing that I would advise. Make sure that you're ready for what comes along with the things that you want. Because if you're not, the things that you want, the things that you have bought will be taken away from you. And there's no worse feeling than having something that you paid for being taken away from you because you couldn't keep it up. Houses, it happens. Foreclosure. Cars, it happens. Repossession. Shout out to Rent-A-Center. Remember we had that conversation about Rent-A-Center a couple of weeks ago, whatever. People getting the furniture and all of that from Rent-A-Center, the furniture and the appliances, and got to move, you know, in order to keep from getting your furniture taken back into the Rent-A-Center, baby. It's real out here. It's real out here. Being able to pay the cost to be the boss. It ain't easy. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for another Daily Go Get Itism show. I hope y'all enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. So with that being said, we're going to get on up out of here. Oh, yes, we are, my day. We're going to get on out of here. Get on out of here. Get on out of here. What the hell? Let me see. What are we doing? All right. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. All right, y'all. Peace. Don't forget to share the show, subscribe to the channel, and like the show. Peace.